A huge wildfire fanned by dry winds has destroyed 300 homes in central Texas. Reports say firefighters battled the flames across the region, including one that burnt through nearly 80 hectares in Pflugerville and parts of Bastrop County. Another 10 homes are currently in the path of the blaze. Pflugerville spokesperson Terry Wagoner said there is no suspicion of arson and us will again suffer defeat. Others are highly optimistic of a win, which they claim will compensate for the earlier losses in 2006 and 2007. Fulham's Craven Cottage grounds will host the epic encounter, which will serve as a litmus test for coach Stefanovic and his team to prove a point to the football world. Most of the members of the team who were discovered by the late president of Liberty Professionals, Ladislai Tete, are hopeful of posting a win in his honor. Rosemary Gazy now previews the match.
Despite the absence of some key players in the Ghanaian lineup, today's encounter between Africa's ever-inspiring Black Stars and the pride of the Americas, the Samba Boys of Brazil, still promises to be a thrilling one for all football lovers. The Black Stars' 2-0 home win over Swaziland in the Nations Cup qualifier last Friday seem to have boosted their confidence to match the South American Giants boot for boot. The London game offers the Stars an opportunity to perhaps halt the Samba side's dominance over them, having already suffered two defeats, 3-0 at 2006 World Cup finals and 1-0 during the first international friendly of the two sides in Sweden. To break the jinx, Goran Stevanovic's lads will have to step up their efforts following Mano Menezes' massive shake-up in the Brazilian team, and especially with the comeback of former World Footballer of the Year, Ronaldinho. But interestingly, the Brazilian side is equally faced with some challenges and now have a breed of young players following the team's poor showing at recent Copa America in Argentina. Football analyst Carl Tofor says he does not expect much from the Stars in today's game, but rather advises the team to pay more attention to the Ghana-Sudan competitive match coming off next month.
These days, let's call it spade a spade, friendly matches are not exactly what many people tend to believe in, because what tends to happen is that after about 60, 65 minutes of play, they just do what they call total changes, and that to me takes away the whole competitiveness from it. However, beating a nation like Brazil, granted that they are no longer the number one and have not been so for more than a year and a half now, I think it will be an achievement, but let's not read too much into it. To me, they are more important matches, and I prefer to lose to Brazil and then win against Sudan next month when we play in the Nations Cup qualifiers. I prefer to lose to Brazil and win that one, because that one carries much more clout than this one against Brazil.
Some Black Star fans at the nation's capital tell of the expectations in this evening's friendly.
I strongly believe in Ghana this time around, because if you look at our recent match, the one that they beat us by a lone goal, you could see that Ghana really had opportunity to score. But then we don't have a scoring ability. But I certainly believe with a combination of Dominic Hadia, with a good delivery from Andre Dede Hayu, Kojo Asamoah, with the likes of Sule Ali Montari, Ghana will be triumphant.
Looking at last Friday's match, I feel we'll do well. Brazil, noticeably, are a football nation, and what I think, they might give us a tough time.
If Ghana really defend well, Ghana can beat them.
I think this time around it will be a draw.
This time, I hope Ghana will beat Brazil, hopefully 1-0.
All roads now lead to the Fulham's Craven Cottage grounds in London, where Ghana-Brazil International Friendly takes center stage. Rosemary Gazy for Radio Ghana.